Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. And I hope you're all doing well today. And today I'm going to be talking about mindset essentials, the top three must-haves for success. That's right, mindset essentials. These are the top three must-haves for success. This is your starting point for mindset. And it's the basis, it's the foundation. And after I taught for many decades, I retrained as a coach, and I coached for many, many years. As I did life coaching, but I also did a lot of executive coaching and success coaching. And I had a lot of clients that wanted to achieve. They weren't driven in an unhealthy way. They just wanted to express their potential. They had more to offer and they wanted to do that. And a lot of my coaching was around that. And it does come down to mindset. 101, absolutely. So this is the top three must-haves. And we're going to start with the 101 mindset essentials. So firstly, the top three, the first is understanding that for success, mindset is the key. Now, it's obvious. I've said I'm going to talk about mindset, but some people don't realize. They're focused on what do I have to do, where do I have to go. But the first thing is to actually understand that mindset is the key. You've got to focus in on that. So what do I mean by that? Well, firstly, let's start with a quote. And it is, from the neck up is where you win the battle. From the neck up is where you win the battle. And a very successful British athlete, Anthony Joshua, said that. From the neck up is where you win the battle. And any truly successful people will tell you it's all about the state of mind, the mindset. So that's number one, because understanding and realizing that your mindset matters, it's crucial, it's pivotal, it's critical, leads you on to then the conclusion that for success, this is not billiard ball causation. And that's often an image my husband has used over the years. And by billiard ball, where imagine a billiard table and you've got billiard balls or a pool table, same thing, and you've got your cue and you hit one ball and that ball rolls along and hits another, and then that may hit another, and that causes the ball to go into the pocket, and that's sort of success. You get your points, right? So it's not that. It's not if I do this, then this will happen, then this will happen, and then I'll achieve. That's not what we're talking about. So you have to get out of that mindset of billiard ball causation, that things are caused by one thing happening, then another, because we know in life it doesn't necessarily work like that, and certainly not at this level. So you need to start with your mindset, and your mindset transcends all of that billiard ball happening, billiard ball causation. And then it's rising above the ordinary perceptible world and realizing that attitude, outlook and vision will affect our success and failure. So I'm talking around this first of the three must-haves for success in relation to mindset, that you have to focus on the fact that mindset is key. You need to actually get that. So rising above all of this sort of billiard ball, ordinary perceptible world, right? Forget about what the senses are bringing into you and realize that your attitude that you're walking around with, your outlook and your vision will affect your success and failure. You have to really get that point. And you can nod your head, but when you get it, you get it, right? So the key term for all of this is mindset. So when we talk about mindset, this is what we're talking about: rising above our normal experience of life, the senses, what it's bringing in, and focusing in on our attitude, our outlook, our vision. All right, so that's number one. Mindset is the key. Sounds obvious, but you got to get that point. Okay, so mindset has two aspects: is facing up to the negatives, that there are limits to overcome. You have to take a deep breath and say, okay, there are negatives. Well, I'm going to call them negatives, and that there are limits and they need to be overcome. All right. And the second is that actually overcoming them and building up a strong and positive mindset. So one is facing up to the negatives, and then and that there are limits to overcome. And the second is actually overcoming them, actually getting strong and building up a positive mindset and doing what it takes to get over any limitations. All right. So without acknowledging mindset, we'll be repeating the same action and reaction patterns, and we'll get the same result. It's a closed system, all right, with the same outcomes. And remember that belief, and we can put mindset here, is the driver of action. Regardless of what thoughts may be floating across your mind, belief is the driver of action. So we've got these three things, which is success. For success, mindset is the key, all right? And then facing up to the negatives and then actually overcoming them. And I did a show a while back called Mindset Matters, and I was talking about this topic. I mean, I could just talk for years on this topic. And the first segment was the power of an idea, that everything turns on an idea. So this is me bringing in my sort of spiritual training and my philosophical training into this area of success and achievement. People get a bit uncomfortable about that, especially in the sort of spiritual self-development area. But it's important because we all have potential, and on our soul journey, our soul path, we want to give expression to that potential. We want to offer the best of ourselves and what we have to offer. And we need to overcome inner limitations. So our mindset is the governing factor there as well. And you have to ask yourself the question, what does success look like for you? And I would ask my clients that. What does success look like for you? And most people will say, look, it's not how many cars you own or the type of car and everything. When you actually address that question seriously and look within yourself and into your heart and connect with your soul, success will look different for everyone, but there will be, you know, at the heart of it, it will be coming, the vision of success we have will be coming way beyond any physical toys that you may have parked in the driveway or the size of the house and everything. So that's a good question to ask yourself. What does success look like for you? So just remembering that mindset matters and everything turns on an idea, because an idea is a form of consciousness. So it's very, very powerful. So we've got this aspect of mindset, and then this second aspect of the top three must-haves is facing the dark side. And people may get uncomfortable talking about that, but let's just look at it, facing the dark side. And Winston Churchill said this: success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. And then I found this other great quote, which I really loved, which is, a positive mindset in failure means that failure becomes the greatest teacher available. And that's a motivational speaker. Byron Pulsifer said that. So facing this dark side, In order to do that, this is the side of us that will keep us within our comfort zone, and I've done shows about the comfort zone, stepping out of our comfort zone and moving beyond that. We need fearlessness, we need strength, courage and persistence, because we have to face limits, and sometimes that's uncomfortable. Sometimes the limits are external, but often they're internal, and they also can be unhelpful habits and just the dark side within ourselves, the shadow side. So we need to face that, and we need access to fearlessness, strength, courage, persistence to face any of these limits. And then we have limiting beliefs and thought patterns and unproductive habits, all of those things. We need to be able to face them. And that takes a commitment to courageously face these limitations and get past them, let them go and release them. If we want to do something truly amazing, we need to get out of the predictable. And that's like a box. We talk about thinking outside the box. But that box can be made up of a lot of things, like expectations that we've taken on from our parents or our peers. Peer expectation is a big one. Societal, what we think are societal expectations. It's incredibly liberating to step outside that. But that takes fearlessness, strength, courage, persistence to do something that's unconventional. We've got to face some limits, and they're usually internal. And that's why I did a show on getting out of the comfort zone. It takes a bit of a commitment. And for that, we've got to make some sort of decision, a resolution, right, I'm going to do this. No matter what, I'm going to do this. And we make a decision that we're not going to be held back by these limitations. And yes, folks, I have done a show talking about the power of a simple decision. So you can go back and check out all these shows, because I have been laying the groundwork for all of this. I've actually been talking about all of this from different perspectives. It's the teacher in me, and it's also the coach in me, because I know what's required. So I'm sort of giving you all this coaching and giving you the tools for success. So remembering that these limitations, this sort of what I call the dark side, they are just thoughts. In the end, they're just thoughts. They may have some sort of holding power, but that's because that's what we've given it. But they are just thoughts. They don't have any lasting intrinsic reality. In fact, they can just go like clouds just move away from concealing the sun, and then the sun shines again. These thoughts are just that, and it's useful to just think these are just thoughts, and it takes away that power from them that they appear to have. And I use that word very specifically, appear, because they actually have no lasting intrinsic reality. So despite the discomfort of all of this side of things, we need to persevere. We need to have the strength and fearlessness to overcome these things. And, you've got to face the fact that some of these limitations don't want to lose their existence. They have a hold. And that's because we've given them a lot of attention over time. But, these limitations may put up a little bit of a fight, and you just got to know that that's going to happen. And but this may happen, but we need to know that we can let them go and no longer give them our attention, all right? And our attention is our consciousness, the most powerful thing. So what we focus on grows. Just remember that. What we focus on grows. So just choose wisely. So now we've got these three things. These are the three must-haves, which is, and I'm going to talk about the third one after the break. We've got for success, mindset is the key. Absolutely getting that. And people can nod and then find that they're getting waylaid in their goals. And then they come to a coach, and all the coach is going to do is sit you down and talk about mindset and get your attention focused on your mindset and off all the sort of external outside situations and actions you might need to take, and just go with mindset, right? And then the second one is facing the dark side, actually realizing you've got to face any limitations you have and overcome them, and that takes determination, perseverance, and strength. And then the third point, and this is what I'm going to talk about after the break, is taking action, and that means feeding the light and starving the dark. So I'm going to stop for a break now, and then after the break, we're going to talk about feeding the light and starving the dark. So we'll be right back.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength, made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul. Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today we are talking about the absolute top three must-haves for success, and it's all about mindset, okay? And so the top three must-haves for success is, number one, mindset. You have to get that point that mindset is absolutely critical, crucial, key, pivotal, foundational, essential. You just got to get that when you're walking around, the state of your mind, what's in your mind and what's dominating your mind, the vision you hold in your mind, has an effect. It's very, very powerful because it's receiving your consciousness and your attention. And people can nod and say, yes, 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 now what do I have to do? No, let's go back, right? And in doing that, number two is actually facing the dark side, okay, because we do hold limitations. It's just how we come. And we need to overcome them. And that takes fearlessness, persistence, courage, determination, resolution. Okay, so we need that grit, that power to keep overcoming things. So one, mindset is critical. Two, these are the top three must-haves. Two is that determination, fearlessness, strength, courage, persistence, resolution, and any other synonym you can think of. To overcome any limitations, right, you just need to have that straight up. And then the third one is feeding the light and starving the dark. So they're the top three must-haves. Again, for success, mindset is key. Two, facing the dark, okay, and that takes fearlessness, courage, determination, persistence, not to give up, never quit. And then three is feeding the light and starving the dark. Okay, so what do I mean by that? This is about taking action. So feeding the light and starving the dark. So this is where the resolve and the decision to be resilient needs support. This is where the rubber meets the road. It needs support. It needs refreshing. It needs re-energizing. Okay, so for example, being centered within. Just having that ability to take a deep breath, breathe out, and become centered within. Just calm and steady, centered within. Nothing more, nothing less than that. So powerful. If it helps to get grounded, feel your feet on the floor. That's what I was taught. Fall still, feel your feet on the floor. Even before this whole phrase of being grounded ever appeared, I was taught when I was young to take a deep breath, fall still, and feel your feet on the floor. So that's the essence of being grounded. Visualization is another one. These are feeding the light and starving the dark. So being centered within, visualization, you know, visualizing what your goal is. Affirmations is another one, because the affirmations counteract in terms of feeding the light and starving the dark. And sometimes it feels like you've got to fake it till you make it. In Hamlet, Hamlet says to Gertrude, who's his mother, who's married his uncle, And the uncle murdered his father, so get that. But anyway, this is not a talk on Shakespeare. But Hamlet says to his mother, assume a virtue though you have it not. And that's Shakespeare saying, fake it till you make it. Assume a virtue though you have it not. So affirmations are like that, because sometimes it can feel the opposite. But going back to point number one, which is mindset is the key, that means transcending the perceptible experiential world that we live in, the world of the senses that we live in here and now, transcending that is the key to success, because we have to get out of that billiard ball causation. So the first thing is to, even if your mind is telling you one thing, your feelings are telling you something, transcending and just repeating an affirmation until the energy shifts and you get in line with that affirmation. And it can feel like you're faking it till you make it, but you have to do that. So this is all part of feed the light and starve the dark. Keeping the company of like-minded and supportive people, very important, because the company that you keep will determine your success ultimately, because it's the energy field that you're in. Doesn't mean you have to cut people off completely, but you need to have predominantly the time you spend in company with people to be like-minded and supportive of what you want to do. And then reading and listening to affirming books and podcasts, for example, you got to stay in the zone, because it feeds your mindset and it keeps you strong. Okay, so you need to be wary of being discouraged, because habits can reassert themselves. So this is all part of feeding the light and starving the dark. You need to be ready for that. And you go, oh, I see. Okay, read something, listen to something, talk to someone, go for a walk, change the energy, right? And you have to be proactive about that. You can't let it slip. So it takes some discipline, actually, and refreshing that decision. Just because you made a decision, it needs refreshment, it needs support, the energy needs to be reawakened, new perspectives. You know, it's like, I don't know, cleaning your house. Just because you've cleaned your house and it's all clean doesn't mean that's it, you never have to clean it again. You know, in a few weeks time you're going to need to clean it again. So it's the same sort of thing. You need to sort of keep the energy fresh. This is all part of feeding the light and starving the dark. Because we can ultimately embrace and appreciate challenges for the strength we develop. We can embrace them. And sometimes that's not always comfortable, and it can take a little time for the development within, the inner development, the inner maturity to come to the point where you can say, yes, this is actually great. This challenge has really allowed me to fill in the blanks, and you'll be stronger for it. You need resilience, strength, determination, all those things. So they're the sort of basic three absolute essential must-haves for success. One, that mindset's the key. Two, that you need the fearlessness to face that dark side, and the strength and the resilience not to give up and keep going, not to quit, never give up, never give in, never back down, if you're committed to your goals. And three is actually feeding the light, actively feeding the light, and that will starve out the dark, because one will get stronger and you get a taste for the light, the positive mindset, not allowing negative self-talk, keeping the company of like-minded people, supportive people, reading books, listening to podcasts like this one, doing whatever it takes so that it's a positive, proactive situation, all right? And like I say, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it, but the energy will shift, and sooner rather than later, but you need to be proactive. So they're your top three must-haves for success, and trust me, you do need them. And some people pay a lot of money to coaches to learn that, because you can think you know, but when you get it, you get it. And it's a reorganization within yourself so that you can focus and get on and express the potential that you have. Because the wisdom in Sanskrit, the wisdom in the wisdom traditions, tells us that we are infinite, limitless beings and we have infinite potential. Whatever you think, you've got way more than that. Okay. So go to my website. If you want to know more, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's where you need to be, dhammayanti.store. And there's all sorts of things there. There's a blog with great pieces. My blog, there are pieces there that will remind you and refresh your energy and your mindset and keep it positive and strong. Go and read some of the blog pieces there. I'm on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. These shows are on YouTube. But go to Facebook and Instagram and drop me a comment there. Tell me, ask me a question, or tell me what your experiences are or what you would like in other shows. So get in touch via social media, and you can go to my website. There's an email address there as well, help@dhammayanti.store. So website, dhammayanti.store, and there's also jewelry, and there's my book and other items, and they're all designed as energetic reminders. I'm wearing this necklace at the moment. It's my Prana Heart one, Breath of Life Heart necklace. And I like wearing it. It reminds me of the breath of life and that strength that comes from the breath of life. And I feel connected when I wear it. So that's just one. It's an energetic reminder I've got with me during the day. So it's beautiful to wear, and it has great power and meaning to me. So to finish off, let's hear a little bit of Sanskrit. This is the discipline for speech from the Bhagavad Gita, and this gives you an idea of discipline. So speech that hurts no one, that is true, is pleasant to listen to and beneficial, and accords with the words of the wise. This is the discipline for speech. Anudve gakaram vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. So good luck. Good luck with everything. Remember, keep going. Positive mindset is essential. Stick to it. Don't give up. Whatever we focus on grows. And remember, from the neck up is where you win the battle. So my next show, and stay tuned for that, my next show is from inspiration to achievement. Goal setting is the key. And this follows directly on from this. It's the power of connecting to the energy of an inspiring goal. So good luck with it. Stick with it. And I'll see you at the next show. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store, dhammayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.